Prices are going up and up and up. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The monthly inflation report just released by the Labor Department again is showing higher prices.
Inflation was even hotter than forecast in June. The consumer price index rose 1.3% from May to June. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 9.1%, putting inflation back at 1981% levels. Excluding food and energy, the increase was still very strong, 5.9%, though that's the only bright spot. Core inflation decreased from May. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And with this report now out, Dow futures are down 351 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. President Biden is in Israel, landing in Tel Aviv a few minutes ago for an arrival ceremony.
It's an honor to once again stand with friends and visit the independent Jewish state of Israel.
The trip comes nearly 2 years after an agreement signed by former President Trump normalizing some regional relations.
Trade, cooperation, and tourism now define the state of Israel's relations with many Arab neighbors, a result of the Abraham Accords.
President Biden is coming to a very different Middle East.
Flor Hassan Nahum is deputy mayor of Jerusalem. She says the Israeli-Arab conflict, for the most part, is over. And they're happy to show the American president.
There are, of course, conflicts in the region. There's the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There's everybody's conflict against Iran. But ultimately, the Arab world is no longer at war with Israel.
President Biden will also visit Palestinian territories before flying to Saudi Arabia. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A push in the Pacific. Vice President Harris, in a virtual address to the Pacific Islands Forum, announces plans for the U.S. to add American embassies in Tonga and Kiribati. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Clemency hearings are underway in Oklahoma for inmates sentenced to death.
There are 43 inmates sitting on death row in Oklahoma. Six of them, all convicted murderers, are set to die beginning next month as the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board now considers whether or not to commute their death sentences or grant them clemency. A decision that's ultimately up to the governor, Republican Kevin Stitt, who recently commuted the sentence of death row inmate 41-year-old Julius Jones. There have been four executions in Oklahoma since last year after the state resumed capital punishment for the first time since 2015, following a series of botched executions that led to a statewide ban. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Demand for monkeypox vaccinations crashes a New York City government website.
Health officials have reported at least 267 cases of monkeypox in the city, with more cases likely circulating but not yet diagnosed. 7,000 vaccine doses have been released so far, with 14,500 more expected later this week. Washington, D.C. is now allowing residents to pre-register for vaccines there, too. Nationwide, at least 929 monkeypox cases have been detected across dozens of states, according to CDC data.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Sun's out, buns out in Florida.
A new record set in St. Lucie County as 769 skinny dippers plunged into the ocean wearing nothing but their birthday suits. That blew away their previous record last year of 431 people. The Treasure Naturists organizing its annual skinny dip, which promotes a clothing optional lifestyle. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A blast from the past. Metallica's song Master of Puppets hits the Billboard Top 40 chart 36 years after its release, after being featured in the season finale of the Netflix show Stranger Things. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.